And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of August, 2025. August 12th is World Elephant Day. There are three species of elephants: African savanna, African forest, and the Asian elephant. The ears of African elephants are much larger than their Asian cousins. There's also a trunk difference. African elephants have two so-called fingers at the tip of their trunks, whereas Asian elephants have one. The African savanna elephant is the world's largest land animal, with bull elephants standing up to 3 meters high and weighing up to 6,000 kilograms. Males only reach their full size at 35 to 40 years old. That's well over half their lifespan, as wild elephants can live for up to 60 to 70 years. Elephants have around 150,000 muscle units in their trunks. Their trunks are perhaps the most sensitive organ found in any mammal. They use their trunks to suck up water to drink. The trunk can contain up to 8 liters of water. They also use their trunks as a snorkel when swimming. Elephant tusks are actually enlarged incisor teeth, which first appear when elephants are around 2 years old. Tusks continue growing throughout their lives. Tusks are used to pry bark off trees or dig up roots or as a defense when fighting. An elephant's skin is 2.5 centimeters thick. The folds and wrinkles in their skin can retain up to 10 times more water than flat skin does, which helps to cool them down. They protect themselves from sunburn by taking regular dust and mud baths. Elephants are herbivorous and eat grasses, leaves, shrubs, fruits, and roots. When it's particularly dry, elephants will eat more woody parts of trees and shrubs, like twigs, branches, and barks. Elephants communicate in a variety of ways, including sounds like trumpet calls, some of which are too low for people to hear, body language and touch and scent. Remarkably, elephants generate and respond to mini earthquakes to transfer information between each other using vocalizations known as rumbles that can currently generate an acoustic vibration, which they detect through their bones. The elephant's temporal lobe, the area of the brain associated with memory, is larger and denser than that of people. Elephants really never forget. Elephants also bury their dead and pay tribute to the bodies and to the bones. Scientists have observed that elephants feel empathy. They toss dust upon the wounds of fellow elephants. They help others climb out of mud and holes. They even have been seen plucking tranquilizing darts from one another with their trunks. Researchers have observed elephants trying to help dying friends, lifting them with their tusks and trunks, crying out in distress. Around 90% of African elephants have been wiped out in the past century, largely due to the ivory trade. It is estimated that every day, 100 African elephants are killed by poachers. Asian elephants are also under threat, having declined by at least 50% in the last 3 generations. Elephants are running out of space and time. We have to work together to prevent senseless poaching and the trafficking of ivory, and establish protected natural sanctuaries in which elephants and other wildlife can thrive before it's too late and they're gone. And here is a retelling of an Indian parable by John Godfrey Saxe, The Blind Men and the Elephant. It was 6 men of Indostan, to learning much inclined, who went to see the elephant, though all of them were blind, that each by observation might satisfy his mind. The first approached the elephant, and happening to fall against his broad and sturdy side, at once began to bawl, "God bless me, but the elephant is very like a wall." The second, feeling the tusk, cried, "Ho, what have we here? So very round and smooth and sharp. To me 'tis very clear, this wonder of an elephant is very like a spear." The third approached the animal, and happening to take the squirming trunk within his hands, thus boldly up he spake, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a snake." The fourth reached out an eager hand and fell about the knee. "What most the wondrous beast is like is very plain," quoth he. "'Tis clear enough, the elephant is very like a tree." The fifth, who chanced to touch the ear, said, "Even the blindest man can tell what this resembles most. Deny the fact, who can? This marvel of an elephant is very like a fan." The sixth no sooner had begun about the beast to grope than seizing on the swinging tail that fell within his scope, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a rope." And so these men of Indistan disputed loud and long, each in his own opinion exceeding stiff and strong. Though each was partly in the right, they all were in the wrong. The Blind Man and the Elephant by John Godfrey Sachs. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the elephant still has much to teach us.